Welcome to this demonstration of using voice dictation in Yosemite. And in Yosemite now, you can do both voice dictation and computer commands using the same functionality. So first of all, I'll show you where to turn it on for both voice dictating and giving the computer dictation commands. And then I'll give you a quick demonstration of both. So first of all, we need to go into system preferences. So I'm just going to go to my dock.
Dock. System preferences. Open. 15 of 27.
And I'm going to open up system preferences.
System preferences. System preferences. Window. Preference panes. Scroll area.
Just going to press tab to get to the main first item in system preferences.
General button.
And I'm going to type in DIC for dictation.
Dictation and speech button.
Activate dictation and speech.
Dictation and speech window. Toolbar.
Move over to dictation tab.
Dictation and speech window. Dictation selected. Tab 1 of 2.
Okay, and dictation is already selected. Move to the right.
Text to speech tab. Use dictation wherever you can type text. To start dictating, use the shortcut or select start dictation from the edit menu.
Okay, now by default, to use the shortcut, it's the FN key twice to start voice dictation. Function key again once to stop the process. On my Mac, I've changed my shortcut key to either the left or right command keys. So let's keep going to the right.
Dictation on, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, so mine's currently selected, it's on. Now if I keep going to the right.
Off, radio button, 2 of 2. Yeti stereo microphone, menu button.
Okay, so I'm currently using my Yeti stereo microphone.
Use enhanced dictation. Checked checkbox.
Now you want to check the checkbox that says use voice enhanced dictation, because it actually downloads the voice dictation files and allows you to use it offline. So if I go to the right again.
Allows offline use and continuous dictation with live feedback.
Okay, allows offline dictation, i.e. you don't need to be on the internet. If I go again to the right.
Language. English, Australia. Language. Pop-up button.
Okay, and of course, being in Australia, I've got mine set to English Australia. So that's all you need to check on in the dictation tab of dictation and speech. Let me just go back to the main system preferences screen.
Back, system preferences, window, toolbar.
And press tab.
Leaving toolbar item palette. General button.
I need to go to accessibility. I'm just going to type A.
Accessibility button.
Activate that.
Accessibility window toolbar.
And move across to the table.
Accessibility features table.
Interact with the table.
Interact with accessibility features table.
And go down to the bottom.
Dictation. Dictation image. Row 14 of 14.
Okay, so I want dictation. So uninteract from the table.
Stop interacting with accessibility features table.
Go to the right.
Dictation commands allow you to edit text and interact with your computer by speaking to it.
Okay, so dictation commands allow you to dictate text and interact with your computer.
Dictation commands button.
There's the dictation commands button. Select dictation commands.
Press dictation commands button. Interact with dialog. For window, accessibility, English, Australia. Pop-up button. Show commands for. Select a command or click add plus to create a new command.
Okay, so as you heard it saying, create a new command, etc. Let me just go to the top of the window.
Show commands for.
And then we'll go to the right.
English, Australia, pop-up button.
Okay, so show commands for English, Australia.
Search. Search text field.
Search field.
Table.
There's our table of commands.
Select a command or click add plus to create a new command.
Okay, select a command or choose plus or add to add a command. To the right again.
Add button.
That's the add to add a new command.
Remove. Dimmed button.
Remove currently dim because I haven't got one selected.
Enable advanced commands. Checked checkbox.
And you need to check on this checkbox. Enable advanced commands.
Done button.
And there's the done button. So for example, let me just go back to the table.
Table.
Interact.
Interact with table. Row 1 of 84.
Okay, so there's 84 rows. If I jump down to the bottom of the table.
Click less than item name greater than. Check checkbox.
So you can row check 84 of 84. So if I go up.
Minimize window. Close window. Check checkbox.
I've got close window command.
Save document. Check checkbox.
Save document command.
Open document. Check checkbox.
Open document.
New item. Check checkbox.
New item.
Document.
That's the document heading. And if I go up one more.
Click less than menu name greater than menu. Check checkbox.
Click menu name.
Hide application. Check checkbox.
Hide application.
Quit application. Check checkbox.
Quit application.
Hide less than application name greater than.
Hide check application. Checkbox. And then the name of it, of course.
Quit less than application name
quit
greater
application.
Than. Switch to less than application name
switch
greater
to application.
Than. Application.
And then the application's heading. So I was actually going up. So I was going down. It would say application followed by those commands. Documents followed by those commands that I first went through with you. Okay, so advanced dictation is already checked. So I'm going to uninteract with the table.
Stop interacting with table.
Jump down to the bottom of the window.
Done button.
And choose the done button.
Closing dialog.
And I can close this window. And I'm just going to use the normal command for the moment, which is command W.
Device finder, applications, window.
Okay, so let's use voice dictation now. So I'm going to use voice dictation firstly to open up text edit. So in my case, I'm going to press the command key twice and say open text edit and then press the command key once. On a standard system, it would be the FN key, bottom left hand side of the keyboard twice. You would say open text edit and then press the FN key once. So I'm going to press my shortcut key twice. You'll hear a beep. Open text edit. Just press it once.
Text edit. Untitled.rtf window.
And now if I start voice dictating, of course. So same command again, shortcut key twice. This time I'm going to voice dictate and then the shortcut key once to complete the instruction. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again, full stop.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
And now to select that, in this case, I've only done one thing, so I'm just going to cheat and say select all. So shortcut key twice, the command, and then shortcut key once. Select all.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Selected.
Okay, so that's now selected. Okay, now I've added a speak it command. So if I want to actually check what I've just highlighted, I can say this. Speak it.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Okay, so I can actually tell what I've actually selected. And of course, if I press now the delete key.
Selection deleted.
I've got rid of it. Now, the other thing that I use the speak it command for is when I'm on a website and I want to read a document with speech, I can put it in the reader command and say speak it to read out the screen. So I'll just give an example of that. Let me just bring up Safari. So I'm going to use the shortcut key twice again, command shortcut key once. Open Safari.
Safari, top sites window.
Okay, I'm just going to open up the Sydney Morning Herald here in Australia.
Open location.
And www.smh.com.au.
Australian breaking, 90% loaded. Internal link.
Okay, let me bring up some news. So do the heading command to just go through headings.
Internal link. Skip to heading level 3 link. One fear dead in boat accident report.
I'll activate that.
90% loaded. Heading level 2. Search SMH.
Okay, and I'm going to use the reader command to strip out all the HTML code.
Show. Zoom out button.
So now I'm going to use the command to select all, and then I'll say the speaker command. Select all.
Select all.
Okay, and now speak it.
One fear dead, another injured in boat accident, report. Sydney boating accident, police and emergency crews are on the scene. Photo, John Reed. One person is fear dead and at least one other injured after a boating accident in Sydney's northwest, 9 News has reported. Video on 9news.com.au shows a speedboat partly submerged, with paramedics and police on the scene. At least two police cars and two ambulances are on the scene, and the Westpac rescue helicopter was used in the rescue. The accident is reported to have happened at South Maroota, near Windsor, with one person.
Okay, just shushed up voiceover then speaking. Now, I won't go into how I did the speak it command, but basically what you do in system preferences, accessibility, dictation, and dictation commands, just choose add. You do the name of the command. You choose the function that it's going to perform in what application, and I choose all applications. And there's a choose control. Under the choose control down the bottom, there's a keyboard function. And all I did for the speaker command, I just put in the shortcut key option escape, which is the speaker command. So in effect, I'm doing command A to select all when I say select all, and then I'm doing option escape when I say speak it to speak out what's been highlighted on the screen with that keyboard command when I invoked it by saying speak it. Okay, so we're still on Safari. Let me quit Safari by just saying quit Safari. Quit Safari.
Finder, desktop.
Okay, back to the desktop. And another one that I love using this particular one for is to bring up the VoiceOver utility. So if I do the shortcut key twice, open VoiceOver utility. Shortcut key once again.
VoiceOver utility window.
Okay, and of course I can quit that. Quit VoiceOver utility.
Macintosh HD.
Let me say I open up my downloads folder.
Downloads, now in downloads window.
And I can also say this, besides saying quit application, I can also say close window. Close window.
Close window, now in desktop.
And of course, click Apple menu. Now what you'll find with this one, it actually doesn't speak when it's moved to the Apple menu. So if I go right now.
Finder, menu, 8 items.
Back to the left.
Apple, menu, 9 items.
Okay, you can tell that I've actually done it. So that completes this demonstration of using voice dictation on your Mac to do voice dictating and voice commands for your computer. And remember that you need to turn both things on in dictation and speech and in accessibility dictation. If you want to see more of the commands that you can use for voice commands to your computer, when you go into accessibility dictation commands, you can go through the whole table there and look at other commands that are available to you, as well as using the add or plus button to add your own custom commands to those set of dictation commands. So for example, as you saw with my one, I use the command speak it to activate the option escape command, which reads out anything that's actually highlighted on the screen. And I did that with the article from the Sydney Morning Herald. So that completes this demonstration of voice dictation. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.